Hello everybody and welcome back to a new week with Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a Bible reading podcast from Israel. I'm Harriet and I will be your reader today. And today we have the 21st of October or the 3rd of Cheshvan on the Hebrew calendar. And the parasha this week is called Noach or Noah. The portion from the Torah is Genesis chapter 8 verse 15 through chapter 9 and verse 7. So before we start reading the scriptures, please join me in blessing the Lord and thanking Him for giving us His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Then God spoke to Noah, saying, Come out of the ark, you and your wife, your sons and your sons' wives with you. Every animal that is with you of all flesh, including the flying creatures, livestock, and every crawling creature that crawls on the land, bring out with you, and let them swarm in the land, and be fruitful and multiply on the land. So Noah came out with his sons, his wife, his sons' wives. Every animal, every crawling creature, every flying creature, everything that crawls upon the land came out from the ark in their families. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and he took of every clean domestic animal and of every clean flying creature, and he offered burnt offerings on the altar. When the Lord smelled the soothing aroma, the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground on account of man, even though the inclination of the heart of humankind is evil from youth. Nor will I ever again smite all living creatures as I have done. While all the days of the land remain, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will not cease. God blessed Noah and his sons, and he said to them, Be fruitful and multiply and fill the land. The fear and terror of you will be on every wild animal and on every flying creature of the sky, with everything that crawls on the ground and with all the fish of the sea. Into your hand they are given. Every crawling thing that is alive will be food for you, as are the green plants. I have now given you everything. Only flesh with its life, that is, its blood, you must not eat. Surely your lifeblood will I avenge. From every animal and from every person will I avenge it. From every person's brother will I avenge that person's life. The one who sheds human blood, by a human will his blood be shed. For in God's image he made humanity. But as for you, be fruitful and multiply. Flourish in the land and multiply in it. That was Genesis 8:15 through 9:7. Now we have our portion from the prophets, and it is today Joshua chapter 14. Now, these are the portions that Bnei Israel possessed in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the Kohen and Joshua son of Nun, and the heads of the ancestral houses of the tribes of Bnei Israel, apportioned to them. Their inheritance was by the lot, as the Lord had commanded by Moses' hand, for the nine tribes and half tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of the two tribes and the half-tribe across the Jordan. But he gave no inheritance to the Levites among them. For the children of Joseph became two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. They gave no portion to the Levites in the land, except towns to live in, with their pasture lands around them, for their livestock and for their cattle. As the Lord had commanded Moses, so Bnei Israel did and apportioned the land. Then the children of Judah approached Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know the word that the Lord had spoken to Moses, the man of God, at Kadesh Barnea concerning me and you. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought him back word as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my fellows that went up with me made the heart of the people melt with fear, but I fully followed the Lord my God." So Moses swore that day, saying, "Surely the land on which your foot has trodden will be an inheritance to you and your children forever, because you have fully followed the Lord my God. So now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, just as he said, these 45 years, since the time that the Lord spoke this word to Moses, while Israel was journeying in the wilderness. And now, behold, I am 85 years old today. I am still as strong today as I was in that day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, so is my strength now, for war and for going out and coming in. Now therefore, give me this hill country about which the Lord spoke on that day. For you heard on that day how the Anakim were there, as well as great fortified cities. Perhaps the Lord will be with me, and I will drive them out, just as the Lord has spoken." So Joshua blessed him, and he assigned Hebron to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, as his portion. Therefore Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, to this day, because he followed the Lord, the God of Israel, fully. Now the name of Hebron formerly was Kiriath Arba, for Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim. Then the land had rest from war. That was Joshua 14. And a portion from the writings is today Psalm 13 and Psalm 14. How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts, and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. And my enemy will say, I have overcome him. And my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, their deeds are vile, there is no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned away, all have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Do all these evildoers know nothing? They devour my people as though eating bread. They never call on the Lord. But there they are, overwhelmed with dread, for God is present in the company of the righteous. You evildoers frustrate the plans of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. That was Psalm 13 and Psalm 14. And our final portion today is from Matthew chapter 10. And that is the apostolic scriptures or the New Testament. Yeshua summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits so they could drive them out and heal every kind of disease and sickness. Now these are the names of the 12 emissaries. First, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew. Jacob, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector. Jacob, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus. Simon the zealot, and Judah, the man from Crayot, the one who also betrayed him. Yeshua sent out these 12 and ordered them, "Do not go to the Gentiles, and do not enter into any Samaritan town, but go instead to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim, 'The kingdom of heaven has come near.' Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those with sarat, drive out demons. Freely you received, freely give. Do not get gold or silver or copper for your money belts, or a bag for the journey, or two shirts, or sandals, or a walking stick, for the worker is entitled to his food. Whatever town or village you shall enter, find out who in it is worthy and stay there until you leave. As you come into the house, greet it. If the household is worthy, let your shalom come upon it. But if it's not worthy, let your shalom return to you. And whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, as you leave that house or that town, shake the dust off your feet. Amen, amen, I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves, so be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. But beware of men, for they will hand you over to the courts and flog you in their synagogues. You will be brought before governors and kings because of me, as a witness to them and to the Gentiles. But when they hand you over, do not worry about how or what you should say, for it shall be given to you in that hour what you should say. For it is not you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against their parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all because of my name, but the one who endures to the end shall be saved. Whenever they persecute you in one city, flee to the next. Amen, I tell you, you will never finish going through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple to become like his teacher, and a slave like his master. If they have called the head of the house Beelzebul, how much more the members of his household? So do not fear them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, and nothing hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the darkness, speak in the light, and what you hear in your ear, proclaim from the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Instead, fear the one who is able to destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them shall fall to the ground apart from your Father's consent. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. So do not fear, you are worth more than many sparrows. Therefore, whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I came to bring shalom on the earth. I did not come to bring shalom, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be the members of his household. He who loves father or mother more than me isn't worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me isn't worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me isn't worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives the one who sent me. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he who receives a tzaddik in the name of a tzaddik shall receive a tzaddik's reward. And whoever gives to one of these little ones even a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, amen, I tell you, he shall never lose his reward. That was Matthew chapter 10, and that concludes our reading of scriptures for today, this Wednesday, the 21st of October. And if you are reading through the New Testament or the Apostolic Scriptures twice this cycle, you will also be reading 1 Peter chapter 5 today. This is Harriet with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Have a blessed day. Shalom from Yerushalayim. Until next time.